Well, thank you. The National Football League has issued a memo to all 32 clubs warning that players, coaches, and teams could face disciplinary action if it determines an injury was faked in order to disrupt the flow of the game. Penalties include fines, suspensions, or even the loss of draft picks. That warning comes after two New York Giants defenders fell to the ground with supposed injuries during an efficient no-huddle drive by the St. Louis Rams. That was last weekend. Status of Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Michael Vick for Sunday's game against the New York Giants remains uncertain. Signal caller took part in the club's walkthrough practice yesterday as he continues to recover from a concussion sustained Sunday against the Falcons. Well, the New York Yankees clinched the AL East title with a 4-2 win over the Tampa Bay Rays Wednesday night. Yankee shortstop and captain Derek Jeter talks about winning the AL East.
It's very satisfying, but like I always say, you know, you can't sit down and figure out what's going to happen before a season starts. You have to go out there and you have to play the games. You know, we know how good everyone is in our division and the other teams are in baseball, but we had confidence in our own team. And you have to go out and play the games.
Yankees had already secured at least a playoff spot with a 4-2 win over the Rays in the opener of a doubleheader, but they wrapped up their 17th American League East title with a victory in the nightcap. Other winners in the American League were the White Sox, the Angels, Baltimore, Detroit, Seattle, and Texas, while Cincinnati, the Cubs, San Diego, Arizona, Washington, Florida, St. Louis, and San Francisco picked up National League wins. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.